To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. Apologies again for no show yesterday. If you're a member of the Slack room, you can see why we didn't have one. And personally, for me, after yesterday, TGIF. Yeah, it is Friday, July 22nd, 2022. Got the best technology news and went on over the past 24 hours, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Facebook users, well, you might notice some new options for your newsfeed now, particularly getting split into two, at least a little bit, which can be found only in iOS and Android apps. So if you primarily use Facebook on your desktop, yeah, you're not going to be seeing this. Now, Home is actually the new name for the tab, and this is when you first open the app, and it's designed actually for algorithm-based discovery with Reels. Then there's the brand spanking new Feeds tab. This tab contains recent posts from friends, groups, Facebook pages, and you won't be getting any of those suggested for you posts anywhere. Now, according to Meta's press release, it's actually designed to change based on which tabs users spend the most time in. Hence, there comes in the algorithm. However, though, tabs can be pinned to ensure their positions doesn't change. Now, this is brand spanking new, and not everybody's got access to it yet. I personally don't as of this morning. And according to Facebook, they're slowly rolling out this new update and expect it to be available globally starting next week. Zoom has definitely been broadcasting their privacy and security protections and updates, and here comes another one, because they have brought end-to-end encryption now to its cloud phone service, meaning the users of this service will be able to switch on E2EE during one-on-one calls. Now, with the new end-to-end encryption, it will ensure calls are secure with cryptographic keys that only the calling and receiving devices can actually access. You'll actually be able to verify the E2EE status simply by sharing a security code with the other person. Now, E2EE for Zoom calls, no, it's not just there either. It will also soon be available in breakout rooms. These are the rooms with the smaller discussions that break off into group meetings, meaning each breakout room can have its own encryption key. However, though, it's not automatic, meaning account owners or the admins themselves will actually have to be the one to enable the E2EE for their users. Hey, TikTokers, can't figure out what your TikToker's saying? Well, turn on captions now. That's right, you don't have to wait for that TikToker star to enable captions, because TikTok now will add auto-generated captions for any video on the platform. On top of this, the social network has also added translations for captions and text stickers. Plus, if you're not exactly sure what's going on in that video, video descriptions will also be available too. Now, as far as the languages supported for this, of course, English, German will be there, Indonesian, Italian, Korean, Mandarin, Spanish, and Turkish, with TikTok saying they'll be adding more languages in the future. And finally, now that you've turned on captions in TikTok, how about turning off that damn weird new refresh sound in Twitter? For those of you that may or may not have noticed, recently Twitter users noticed that the app has started making, a different sound. That's when you pull down the refresh for your timeline, or notifications, or even DMs. There's now a robotic chirp sound that's like a cross between a frog and a bird in the year 3000. Now, while there have been a few people that says, hey, I like the new sound, it seems the majority are people saying, yeah, I'm creeped out by this, I don't like it. And for those people out there, there is a way to actually make it go away. The easiest thing to do, set your phone to silent. Yeah, it silences everything, but it will also silence the creepy new Twitter sound. If you don't want to go that route, you can also turn off Twitter sound effects. In fact, if you want to see how this is done, a Twitter spokesperson actually shared a video showing the option in the Twitter app that lets you turn off the sound, which obviously you can find on YouTube. Of course, iOS and Android will be different, so follow along with your appropriate device. You should no longer hear that creepy little sound. Unfortunately, by turning off the creepy sound, you turn off all the other sounds too within the app, so if that's not an option for you, but then I'm sorry. Creepy little futuristic bird is gonna have to stay. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website for the British Tech Network, where all the BTN shows live, britishtechnetwork.com. You can also check out the latest Mac show that's just been posted over there. Get caught up on the big show and the photo show, too. Also, give us a like on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter, @BritishTech. And join the community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, it's weekend time. Have no fear, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up on the best technology news that will be happening over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.